This is a replay of our Sunday, September 4th church service titled Praying for the Saints and the Aints, sermon by Pastor David Ripley.
We hope you enjoy the message and the music by Sylvia and the worship team.
Good morning to Grace Christian Fellowship. We want to welcome those that are listening by radio and 89.1 FM. A great blessing to you as well. And we pray that this service today will be an enrichment to your heart, mind, and soul in the name of Jesus. It's good to see so many out. I know this is the official last long weekend of the summer. The official last long weekend of the summer. But we pray once again that as we have gathered together, that the Holy Spirit will minister to you and touch you in every way. Just want to remind you of some announcements. A big thank you to those who helped at the corn roast on Friday. Let's give a warm thank you. And it was a real blessing. Thank you, Gary, for all that wonderful corn from your garden. He goes to bed roughly around 8:30. You could probably get some more corn after that. Here. Okay. There's a tithes and offering box available for donations as you enter the sanctuary. Just keep that in mind. This Tuesday, 7 p.m., this and that, rebroadcast Thursday at 7 p.m. And in the following days, we're going to be having some special guests being interviewed in the weeks to come. So please stay tuned for that. Saturday, 8 a.m. is our men's prayer meeting at Gary's shop. And I don't know how many have been to Cranbrook and back, but I hope you've noticed our new Grace Christian Radio sign that's erected on Highway 3 at Kitchener. Again, has anyone come back from Cranbrook? And okay, did you see it?
Yeah.
Wonderful. Okay, wonderful. That's beautiful. Our Wednesday Bible studies will be beginning on September the 21st. At 7 p.m., and we will be digging into the book of Proverbs. So please keep that in mind. And, of course, we're having a week of prayer starting September the 12th, that's a Monday, to a Saturday, September the 17th, from 7 to 8 p.m. nightly. And that's just where we gather for prayer and seek the Lord together. So we encourage you to be part of this time of prayer and seeking the face of God. So please keep that in mind. Our ladies' prayer meeting will be taking place on Wednesday, September the 21st. Tuesday. Why did I put Wednesday? I don't know why I put Wednesday. Tuesday, September 27th, right? Tuesday, 10 a.m. That's right. Thank you, honey. I really appreciate that and all your encouragement and so on and so forth. September 27th at 10 a.m. Sherry McDonald has an announcement. Do you have an announcement this morning? And then Diana Wedge has an announcement and Erica has an announcement. So maybe they could all come up so we could have them share. Go ahead.
Thank you. Yes, want to talk about Children's Church once again. We are starting Children's Church next Sunday. So all the children, there is the seedlings that are toddlers and preschoolers are welcome down in the seedling area. And those that are ages 5 to 11 are welcome in the sunflower area in that's a separate room. In order to be fully prepared for our startup of Children's Church, we're having a meeting this Thursday at 6:30 downstairs for all who are interested. Many already know and they're coming, so this is a reminder to you. And for anyone else interested, it's not a commitment. It's just to come see where you might be able to help, where you might be able to serve, where you might be able to teach or supervise or provide snacks or, you know, whatever it is that God's calling you to. We really would like you to show up. The more we have, the more ways we can serve our children and help them recognize how much Jesus loves them and how they can follow in his footsteps. So please come, and if you're not able to come, please pray. Thank you.
Oh, is this on? Okay, good. So there's a little graphic that I think Adam's going to put up for you guys, which will help. But basically, there's some nurses and herbalists in our community that are offering a Take Back Your Health, a couple of hours, little seminar, and they're going to be, thank you, they're going to be on September 8th, which is this coming Thursday, and on the 22nd, you can choose one or the other, and just, it's going to be in the church basement, and they do need you to RSVP to the email address there, cdrn1@telus.net, and you just register. It's for free. If you choose to bring a donation, that's fine, but you don't have to, but these are trained professionals that are just offering some encouragement. Our system has changed a bit, and both Western medicine and herbal medicine work towards helping to preventative health, and of course when you need other care, maybe some tips you need to know when you have to seek that kind of help. Anyway, I just wanted to share that with you. We went, Dave and I went to the first seminar. It was awesome, so I just want to encourage you. Thanks.
Erica, God bless you.
Good morning, sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. Isn't it wonderful to be in the family of God? Amen. Amen. To be together. To be together and united, especially in these days when things are so hard, we can always count on each other. How important and wonderful. Anyway, for the last month, I have been grinning, and nobody's been able to wipe the grin off my face. And I've been not being able to tell anybody, and it's been just burning within me. Well, I finally am able to open my mouth and tell you guys, because we've got things in place a little bit, and so now there's going to be no other surprises. It's official. So anyway, like I said, I had to write everything out because I knew I'm still excited. So I want to tell you exactly what took place here. I know. Okay, sorry. Most of you are familiar with a little mission community outreach that Grace Christian Fellowship started this last spring. Well, I have some very good news to share with you all. I am so filled with joy and have been for the last month already, but I have had to hold my silence, and it's so difficult, especially when I desperately wanted to share this joy with everyone. I had to wait until some plans were put into place and made permanent. Excuse me. About a month ago, I received a phone call from Alex Lomangino from Vancouver. Alex is the regional manager of BC and the Yukon for Shareword Global Gideons. Because of our little mission outreach, he asked if Shareword Global could come alongside of us and come to Creston to put on a training workshop for a whole day, which would be a Saturday. Needless to say, I was totally speechless. Fumbling for words, I kept saying, here in Creston, little Creston, this usually only happens in large centers like Vancouver and so on. He went on to say, because you are already doing outreach in the community, we would like to come and do a training workshop with you. He also asked if there were other churches that we could interest in this workshop. And I said, absolutely, I'll get on it right away. A date now has been set for October the 22nd. And will be held right here at Grace Christian Fellowship. The registration website is in place, and there's some little pieces of paper that have the website on them printed, and there's also a registration sheet if you want to just sign the registration sheet or pick up one of those little pieces of paper and go right onto the internet and register there, and it tells you exactly how to get to it, and it's really quite easy. Okay, there is no cost to you for this workshop. And Alex, our BC Yukon representative, and one other representative from the East Coast will come to Little Creston for 1 day workshop to train and equip everyone who wishes to go out in the field and do mission work. And I'm sure that this will benefit not only the people that are going out to do mission work here in Creston, but if you want to go abroad, that was always my very, very special dream, and of course I got too old. For some of you that are not that old and have always wanted to do that, this is an excellent training program that can, give you some get up and go to go and do something like this. So I would, encourage each and every one of you if you can. And so, as you know, our church is only so big, so I suggest that you check out the website page early and register. To date, I have informed the New Life Christian Church, the Creston Valley Baptist Church, the Covenant Church, and Don Tilling, who has an in-house church. So there's many churches involved. This is big, people. This is not little. This is a big event, okay? So there will be beverages, snacks, and lunch available. Lots of preparations have to be made for that. We will be asking other churches for help in that regard. October 22nd seems like a long way away. However, much has to be done between now and then. So please plan on coming. Please plan on helping. Please plan on learning how to share the gospel of Jesus Christ with everyone we meet. We will continue to keep you updated, and please continue to pray for Chris Long, who is the Eastern representative that was supposed to come, and that he's in the hospital, I guess, and his health issues would improve. So let's keep him in prayer. ShareWord has someone else in mind that they will send should Chris not be able to be well enough, if he's not well enough. So we're okay. In case you have not been listening, I wanted to finish my today's presentation with this. In case you have not been listening to some of Pastor David's sermons over the last number of months, let me remind you that he has been preaching about big changes coming to this valley and that many hearts will be turned towards Christ Jesus. Well, Pastor Dave, God gave you a glimpse into the future. It's happening right here, right in front of our eyes, people. It makes my heart just go boom. Thank you for your time. God bless you, one and all.
And we're also excited to inform the congregation that there will be a baby shower. Maybe you could just share a little bit about that.
So this is going to be a baby shower. There's for a little pumpkin that's coming. It's going to be on the 30th of September. That's a Friday afternoon at 4 p.m. We're going to have a baby shower for Allie and the new little baby that's coming. And
it's going Amen.
It's going to be a girl, so we'll need girly things.
It's going to be a girl. Praise God. Well, we're going to give you a chance to stand and move around, shake some hands, greet someone this morning. God bless you.
On the Lord, he will wait. As we wait upon the Lord, we will wait upon the Lord, we will wait upon the Lord. Strength will rise as we wait upon the Lord, we will wait upon the Lord, we will wait upon the Lord.
If you could find your seats, everyone. Yeah. Please have a seat. Well, it's good to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. This is our opportunity to prepare our hearts for worship. And I don't know, sometimes you come into the church service and maybe you're struggling in some way. Maybe your heart is not quite there. But God is good. And as we, amen, all the time, right? And this is our opportunity to prepare our hearts. And if you're struggling in some way, what I usually do is I remember the goodness and faithfulness of God in my life. I start from what he's doing right now, and I go backwards. And I think about my salvation, and I think about how precious of a gift that is, that he called me to be his child. And when you start to think about those things, I tell you, your attitude and your heart changes. Instead of thinking about your problems, you start to become thankful. Instead of worrying about what's going to happen tomorrow, you remember the promises of God and what he said will happen. Because his word is true. And he is faithful. Psalm 111 says, praise Yah. Hallelujah. I will give thanks to Yahweh with all my heart in the council of the upright in the congregation. Great are the works of Yahweh. They are sought by all who delight in them. Splendid and majestic is his work. And his righteousness stands forever. He has made his wondrous deeds to be remembered. Yahweh is gracious and compassionate. He has given food to those who fear him. He will remember his covenant forever. Hallelujah. He is faithful. He has declared to his people the power of his works in giving them an inheritance of the nations. The works of his hands are truth and justice. All his precepts are faithful. They are upheld forever and ever. They are done in truth and uprightness. He has sent redemption to his people. And that redemption is through our Lord Jesus Christ, whose blood has cleansed us clean to be his people, to be his children, the children of God. He has commanded his covenant forever, the covenant in his blood. Holy and fearsome is his name. The fear of Yahweh is the beginning of wisdom. Good insight belongs to all those who do his commandments. His praise stands forever. Let's pray together. Let's stand. O glorious God, our Father, you are righteous and pure and true. We love you. We say Jesus is Lord in this place. Amen. We say that you reign and rule in our hearts and in your church, and you will reign in this town. We come before you with awe for your great works. Thank you, Lord, for your salvation. Thank you for your deliverance, your healing in our lives. Thank you, Lord, that you took us from brokenness and you made us whole. You took a fragmented people and mended their hearts. Who is like you, O Lord? There is none. So we say, reign, Lord God. Be glorified in your church today. You are worthy. There is none like you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You may be seated.
No, stand, stand. Oh,
sorry.
Keep standing.
Ladies.
all the songs sung down.
All the songs sung from the dawn of creation.
Some were men.
Some were men to persist.
Of all the bells.
Of all the bells rung from a thousand steeples. That rings truer than this.
It's all God's children.
It's all God's children singing glory, glory. All God's children singing glory, glory, hallelujah, He reigns.
It's all God's children.
It's all God's children singing glory, glory, hallelujah, He reigns.
Oh yes, He reigns.
It's all God's children singing glory, glory, hallelujah, He reigns.
And all the powers of darkness tremble at what they've just heard. We're in a battle, guys.
'Cause all the powers of darkness, they can't drown out a single word.
All the powers.
And all the powers of darkness, they tremble at what they've just heard. All the powers of darkness, they can't drown out a single word. It's all God's children singing glory, glory, hallelujah, He reigns,
He reigns.
It's all God's children singing glory, glory, hallelujah, He reigns. Singing glory, glories, hallelujah, He reigns.
Oh, yes,
He reigns. It's all God's children singing glory, glory, hallelujah, He reigns.
It's all God's children
singing glory, glory, hallelujah, He reigns. God's children singing glory,
every
glory,
tribe, every tongue, every nation.
He reigns.
Hallelujah. Give the Lord a clap offering. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. You are the King. You are the Lord. You've risen from the dead. You are Lord. You, Jesus. There is no God like you. There is no one in heaven or on earth like you, O God. You alone have conquered death and hell and the grave. Jesus, you alone are the conquering King, and we bow before you and we bless you. We thank you, Jesus.
I cast my mind to Calvary, where Jesus bled and died for me. Oh, I see His wounds, His hands, His feet. My Savior on that cursed body bound and drenched in tears.
They laid Him down.
They laid Him down in Joseph's tomb. The entrance sealed by heavy stone. Messiah
the name.
Oh, praise.
blazing sun shall pierce the night, and I will rise among the saints. My faith transfixed on Jesus' face. The name of the Lord our God. Oh, praise His name forevermore. For endless days we will sing Your praise. Oh, sing Your praise, O Lord our God. O Lord our God. You are God.
People see.
Thank you, musicians. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we just thank you this morning for this time of praise and worship. Lord, that we can enjoy your presence. We can rejoice in your divine presence. Lord, what an opportunity that we have, Father, as your children, to come together and to rejoice together and to praise you together. Lord, I just ask as we open up your word this morning that you're going to speak to us and you're going to minister to us in your precious name. I pray. Amen. If you have your Bibles this morning, I'd like you to go to the book of Colossians. And we are preaching through the Bible. We began in 2 Corinthians, and now we're in the book of Colossians. Chapter 1, beginning at verse number 9, and I've entitled this message, and I'm going to change it once again, the title. Praying for the Saints and the Aints. Praying for the saints and the aints. How many know God has called us to pray for everyone? No matter what situation or circumstance you may find yourself in this morning, God has called each and every one of us to pray, to seek God on each other's behalf. And in Colossians chapter 1, beginning at verse 9, Paul says, For this reason, what is the reason that Paul is talking about here? Well, if you read the previous verses, he's talking about all the wonderful things that was happening to the Colossian believers. The things that he saw taking place in their lives. How many know that when you invite Jesus Christ into your life, good things begin to happen? Now that was very weak. That was very weak. I know there's trouble. I know there's difficulties. But beside all of that, there's also good things happening in us. And so Paul said, I don't need to pray for you anymore because you've got it all under control. For this reason, we also, since the day we heard of all the good things that were happening in your life, do not cease to pray for you. We cannot stop praying for each other. And you know, the person we think doesn't need the prayer is the person that probably needs the prayer. Are you hearing me? We can't go by a facade. How people carry themselves in church. Well, they must have it all together. Not necessarily. Even in happiness, the heart can still grieve. Are you hearing me? Even in the midst of difficulty, and sometimes we laugh it off, but something is happening inside, so we have to be constantly praying for one another. He says, I do not cease to pray for you and ask that you would be given a new car. No, that's not what he's saying here. You know, when you read the Bible and you study the Bible, you begin to understand what the heart of God really is. And it's so far from a lot of these temporal things that are emphasized in the church today, especially in the Pentecostal church. It's so far. A lot of these temporal things that people are taught to pray for are so far from the very heart of God. I want you to get that in your spirit this morning. Did you know, and this is a stat that just came out recently, there are more Christians in China than there are in North America? We don't hear about them because often they're underground. But trust me, they're not praying for more money. They're praying that God would work deeply in their hearts and lives. So we have to think about how we're praying for each other. Look at what Paul prays and how he prays for the Colossians. To ask that you may be filled with the full knowledge of His will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Think about that for a minute. When you're praying for your brother and sister in Christ, you need to pray that the fullness of God's will would be revealed to them. In all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Now this knowledge is not of a worldly or carnal nature. How many know there's two kinds of wisdom? There's fleshly wisdom and there's spiritual wisdom. Wisdom that comes from the heart of God. If any man lacks wisdom, let him petition God. Let him seek God. Let him ask of God. Fleshly, carnal wisdom has seeped into the church. And it's tainted and grieved the Spirit of the living God. True wisdom and spiritual understanding is that which gives us wisdom to apply the knowledge in the best way. And understanding to see what agrees and what conflicts with God's will. Not everything is the will of God. Hello? Someone was trying to convince me a few months ago that everything that happens is God's will. And they said to me, you know what? I'm just relaxing now. I'm just sitting back and relaxing because everything that happens is God's will. I want you to know that's not true. You can be out of the will of God. You can be doing things that are outside the confines of God's precious, holy will for your life. Isn't that what happened to Jonah? He ran away from the call that was on his life to preach to the Ninevites. And he had to be swallowed by a great fish. And in the depths of the belly of that fish, God began to speak to him. And he was coughed up on the shore and decided to go back to Nineveh. And a great revival took place in that city. Come on, somebody. God began to move because he was out of God's will. But when he got back in God's will, that's when the Holy Spirit began to move. You can have knowledge, even from God, but you need the wisdom to be able to apply it in a way that's pleasing to Him. Verse 10, that you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing Him. Now, this is tied to the will of God. You cannot fully please God unless you're doing His will. Are you hearing me this morning? Now, you know, there's so much teaching out there. There's so many rivers of teaching that no matter how you live, because you're a child of God, you please God. And you know what? That's not true. Now, we don't do things to attain our salvation. That has already been bought on the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. But we can bring joy to the heart of God when we walk according to His divine will for our lives. Yeah. Fully pleasing Him. You know, that's where I want to be. I want to be in that sweet spot of fully pleasing the Lord in all things. Are you hearing me? And that's not a burden. That becomes a joy. Hallelujah. Glory to God. His commandments are not burdensome because I love God and I desire to fulfill His desires. You know, that should be our prayer. Your kingdom come. Your will be done. On earth as it is in heaven. God has a path for every single one of us. If you've been born again of the Spirit of God, if you've given your life to Jesus, He has a plan for your life. He has a path He wants you to walk on. And some of us like to take detours. We want to go the easy route. But friends, we cannot make a compromise here. We must fully engage with what we know to be the truth and what we know to be God's will for our lives specifically. In other words, God's going to ask me to do something that He may not ask you. There are things that God is going to speak into my heart to do that He may not talk to you about. The Bible says here to be fully pleasing to Him. I don't think we fully comprehend that we can bring joy to the heart of God. I want to say that again. I don't think we fully comprehend that our lives can bring joy to the heart of God. I want to say it again. I don't think we fully comprehend that our lives can bring joy to the heart of God. I want that to sink in for a moment. Because sometimes Christianity in North America tends to be all about us and not about Him. And we think of God almost in a robotic sense. But God's heart can be touched by how we live our life here on earth. His heart can be ministered to by how we live our life here on this earth. When we choose to do His will and not ours, it gratifies the heart of God. It brings glory unto Him. Nobody noticed what I did. But God did. In the secret place, you made the right choice. When no one was looking, you don't get a pat on the back, but God saw it. When you turned the other cheek, nobody saw you. Maybe it was an isolated situation, but God saw it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Aren't we here to bring praise to God? Well, you know, I didn't do that. It was the right thing to do, and I felt good about it. So I guess I'll do that again so I feel good about it. I want you to understand. I want your mindset to change. That when you choose to follow after His will, it brings glory to God. It glorifies God. Hallelujah. It ministers unto Him. I know that's hard to fathom, but it's true. Being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. I'm praying for you this morning that everything God has called you to do, no matter what it is, that it would bear fruit in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And that you would increase in the knowledge of God. Do you see how this is so different than what a lot of what is being preached today? I want to know God more. I'm praying this morning that you will know God more. Are you hearing me today? That it's more than something you just read about, but you've experienced Him. Hallelujah. You've come to know Him in the depths, in the intimate places. Oh, hallelujah. That you begin to understand how God functions and how He works. Because He doesn't operate according to the standards of this world. Are you following me this morning? Verse 11. Strengthened with all might. according to his glorious power so that you can raise the dead. No, that's not what it says. So you can be patient. The power here in the context of these verses is not miracle working power, but it's power to produce the fruit of the Spirit. You know, we've said this in Pentecost for a long time. It's not how high you jump. It's how you walk when you come down. Right? The problem, I think, in the church today is the fact, are we walking the walk? Are we living the life? Hello? He says, I want you to be strengthened with all might, the same power that raised Jesus from the dead. So you can be patient. I know that doesn't seem to flow right. We're thinking of something miraculous happening. But you know what? Your life taking on the character of Christ will transform this town and this valley in the name of Jesus. That's revival. That's real revival. Miracles and healings are a byproduct of full obedience to God. I'm going to fill you up so you can be patient. You know what? I have to tell you, I need some of that. That patience. And I'm not even a doctor. I need patience. How many here need more patience? Can I see your hand? Oh, glory to God. That's something to get excited about this morning. Praise the Lord. Instead of you flipping your lid, you're patient. Instead of you blowing your top, you're patient. That's the transforming work of God Almighty in the human heart to change you into the very image of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And I like the last part. You mentioned it this morning, Peter, in your prayer. He said, I'm going to fill you with patience. I'm going to give you the power to be patient and long-suffering, and you're going to do it with joy. Long, I like that word. Long-suffering. When something doesn't go away, it only gets worse. Then we say it's the devil. Or a devil. Or a demon. Could be. We need discernment, that's for sure. But oftentimes, God allows something into our lives to teach us. Oh, turn to your neighbor and say, I need to be taught. Oh, that's dangerous. I need to be taught. Long suffering. You know, patience and long-suffering go together. But God says we have to do it with joy. And that's really what's missing, I think. We may be patient, and we may be long-suffering, but we don't do it with joy. Come on, let's be honest. We may be patient, and we may be long-suffering, but we don't do it with joy. You know what my prayer is? My prayer is, God, I want to do it with joy. That's what I really want God to do in my life. Lord, I want to be patient. Lord, I want to be long-suffering. And Father, I want to do it with joy. Yeah. And you know what? That's really a sign that God is working in your life. That's really the sign. It's not how many miracles you can perform, how many healings you can perform. It's what's happening in your heart. And last week I was talking about how to put a bolt on a screw, wasn't it? Which is virtually impossible. When someone told me. You're supposed to put a nut on a bolt. Finally got it. You know, there's a lot of frustration in life. And it seems the older you get, the more frustrated it can become. But God wants us to be patient and long-suffering and be joyful about it. Verse 12, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. These are all things that Paul is praying for the Colossians, that they would be thankful. You know what? If you get up on any given day and you have a grievance, one grievance, there are 10 things to thank God for. Amen. Are you hearing me today? If you get up tomorrow morning, and by the way, tomorrow is Monday, just in case you're not sure. Tomorrow is Monday! And you get up out of your bed and you have a grievance. Something's not working out the way you thought, or something has fallen apart, or the wheel came off, or the tire, Dave, didn't fit on the rim. It's an inside joke between Dave and I. And the tire doesn't fit on the rim. You still got 10 or 15 things to thank God for. We've got to turn our grievances into thankfulness. Because he has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints. Oh, that's a whole message on its own. all the things that we have acquired when you've been brought from darkness into light, all the blessings that have been poured out upon, oh, glory to God. All the blessings that have been poured out upon your life that the world doesn't have. We need to have a thankful spirit in this hour, because there's so many things that can grieve our hearts. But look at verse 13. He has delivered us from the power of darkness. I know some days it doesn't feel like that. And conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of His love. We have been delivered from the clutches of the devil, and we've been brought in to Christ's kingdom. Hallelujah. And I want to say it again, like I've said it so many times. I want to declare it from the top of this roof here on this church. We are on the winning team. Hallelujah. I don't care what the government's got up their sleeves. I don't care what anyone has in their arsenal. Friends, I want you to know you are on the winning team. Verse 14, in whom we have redemption. This word redemption, the Greek word means to deliver by payment of a ransom, and was used of freeing slaves from bondage. Here it refers to Christ freeing believing sinners from the slavery of sin. Sin shall not have dominion over me. We have been redeemed. I know some days it doesn't feel like that. But aren't you thankful you don't go by feelings? Are you hearing me? Aren't you thankful that you don't go by feelings? You go by faith. Praise God. The whole world can be falling apart, but your faith is in Christ. Hallelujah. You're on a firm foundation. Can somebody shout amen this morning? And you shall not be shaken. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The way some people talk, Christians too, it's like we lost. It doesn't matter what you see with your naked eye. You are born again. God is on your side, and He's going to bring you through. Hallelujah. If He has to drag you, if He has to drag you or carry you, you're coming through in the name of Jesus. Come on, somebody. You're coming through. Oh, boy. There's a lot of illustrations here, but I'm not going to get into it this morning. Lastly, the forgiveness of sins. How many perfect people are there here this morning? Can I see your hand? All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Even believers sin. But if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And if there's ever, in closing, something to shout about, it's this. Your sins are forgiven. Glory be to God. I said they're forgiven. Glory be to God. By the blood of Jesus Christ. So the next time you're praying for somebody, I want you to think about these verses. What we need to be praying for each other. It's not a carnal thing we're doing. We're not looking at things from a carnal perspective. We're thinking about spiritual things. Someone told me one time, I remember I was in Bible college, someone said, you know, the problem with you, Ripley, they always called me Ripley, I don't know why, is you're so heavenly minded, you're no earthly good. And the thought that came to my mind is, sometimes we're so earthly minded, we're no heavenly good. We need to have our eyes fixed on Jesus. We need to be concerned about heavenly things. Are you hearing me this morning? Because this life is short. And friends, the life that He gives us, let's give it to Him. Hallelujah. Let's surrender it to Christ. Fully and completely. Let's bow together in prayer. Father, I want to thank You this morning for Your precious word. I want to thank You this morning as we have looked at these verses, that something happened in us. A spiritual light bulb came on. We begin to see things from Your perspective, not our own. Lord, I pray that we will go back over these verses and read them and read them again. And let the Holy Spirit speak to us. You know, if you really want to see people healed, it's not just faith. There has to be compassion. Jesus had compassion on the multitudes, and then He healed their sick. So it's not just faith. Yes, faith is important, but there has to be compassion, love for people, to want to see their hearts changed, transformed. And I pray, as we have this seminar coming up in October, that God will place within us such a love for the lost. Such a desire, Lord, to see people come to Christ. But Lord, I pray that even before all that happens, that something will transform in our own lives. Something that we have been struggling with. Something that we have had problems with. There will be a breakthrough in the name of Jesus. Revelation knowledge will come to us that will bring us out of that into a new place in the Spirit. Oh God, I thank You for Your word this morning. I just thank You for Your word. And I ask this today in Jesus' name. Amen. Can we stand this morning in this house? Oh, whatever God's laid on your heart, let's worship Him for a few moments before we leave this place. How many here want to be changed? How many here want to be transformed by the power of God? How many want that patience and long-suffering with joy? Oh God, that's my prayer this morning. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Oh Lord, You're beautiful.
Give God thanks this morning for His Word. Can we give God thanks for His Word this morning? Hallelujah. God bless you today. Take a moment to greet someone. Reach around. Tell them that you love them. You're going to be patient with them. You're going to be long-suffering with them. You're going to do it with joy.
Thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed the message. Blessings on your day.